I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have a funny one, and she's funny because of where she lives. We're gonna start from there. We got Sarah Falk from Cut and Shoot, Texas. So I got to find out if Sarah and Chris moved to Cut and Shoot, Texas because of the name, or they grew up in Cut and Shoot, Texas, or what's the story with Cut and Shoot, Texas? Because what an awesome place to live. Sarah, welcome to the Road to Diamond interview.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. We actually have lived a lot of different places, and when Young Living gave us the freedom to really decide where we wanted to live, my parents are about 30 minutes from here. And so we came down here and started looking at houses and loved the small town community feel of Cut and Shoot. And so here we are. We've been here since 2015 now, and we love it.
That is so awesome. How many people live in Cut and Shoot?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Sorry. I don't know.
Not very many, I think.
Not very many, but all the cities, you know, they overlap and yeah.
What is it near? Where are you in Texas generally?
Houston.
Okay. Houston. Got it. Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Texas and I've never heard of Cut and Shoot. And I would think I would have because I love cutting and I love shooting. So I'll have to look it up on a map. Well, you've made Cut and Shoot, Texas famous, and I'd love to see the socioeconomic matrix of Cut and Shoot, Texas to see where you and Chris rank as the most successful people in town.
We definitely have a very wide variety.
Sure you do. So tell us your story, Sarah. You found Young Living in 2012, so you're right on the 9-year mark. The question I like to start with is, give us some context. Who were you? Where were you? And what were you doing when you first heard of Young Living?
Yeah, I was a stay-at-home mom mostly, and living in the North Dallas area. And I was kind of the queen of part-time jobs. My husband was working almost around the clock, and it was very tight financially. And I was a couponer. And so I would follow those coupon blogs and figure out how to do all the deals. And I saved 93% at Kroger one time. And I was like, yes, I loved it with like a big cart full of stuff, right? But as you can imagine, my pantry and my fridge and all of that was full of junk, because that's what you could get with coupons, especially back then. And so then I started having babies. And when you start having babies, you tend to go, oh man, what am I putting on them? What am I putting in them? You pay a little more attention. And then my daughter, my second child, when she was born, when she was about 9 months old, she actually had a really bad reaction to a vaccine. And that completely opened my eyes. And I was like, because the doctor had said beforehand, oh, she'll be fine. And then after it happened, they said, oh yeah, that happens. And I was horrified and furious. I was like, this is my child. Like, that's not an acceptable answer. Mm-hmm. And so my eyes were open and I started researching. And I joined a Facebook group called The Real Healthy Housewives, such a funny name, right? And it was a local group at that point. It's now all over the US. And Alyssa Francis, some of y'all probably know her name. She was doing like little get togethers at her house. And so we would get together and make hand soap and kombucha and just hang out. And so I was kind of dipping my toe in the water of this all natural world. And then Danette Goodyear and April Pointer were teaching a class for Alyssa at her house. And they're now like Royal Crown Diamonds, Crown Diamonds now. But at that point, I think April was a silver and Danette was an executive, something like that. So I went to the class at Alyssa's house and I took pages and pages and pages of notes. I'm a science person. And so I needed that science background. I needed to understand how do these work? What do they do? Because I really thought they were a marketing gimmick. Like I thought they smelled good and they didn't do anything. I had tried one from the grocery store and I was like, this is junk. Like, why would I spend money on this? But Danette was a naturopath. And I was like, I will respect a naturopath doctor. So I went to her class and then I went to another class. I mean, I was a researcher. I'm actually not green, the little personality colors. But when it came to spending money, I was going to dive in and fully research. Because also at that point, we were getting ready to move. Chris was going to quit his job and we were going into full-time ministry. And so the finances were even tighter. And I just wanted to be really careful. And so I went up to Danette after her second class and I said, okay, I'm getting ready. I'm going to be living overseas. I don't know what the medical care is going to be like. And I need to take care of my babies. What do you recommend? And she had a whole list of things for me. A lot of them being in the premium starter kit. What do you know? Because it's such a fabulous kit to really give you the equipping you need. And then she listed some other things I was already familiar with. I thought, okay. So I came home, told my husband, honey, we need to try this. And he said, yes. And so I enrolled. And at that point, the kit was like 9 oils and you got a coupon for $40 off a diffuser. And so I got this little bitty portable diffuser thing. And then I just started playing with them and using them. And we moved and then we ended up in Brazil. Wow. Yeah. And it was amazing. We lived up kind of in the northern part of Brazil among the Amazon River and lived with some Indian tribes up there. And as you can imagine, like this one night, it was our first night in with the tribes and there was a field on fire next door to where we were sleeping. And I'm in there with my little babies and I'm like, what is happening? And it turns out it was a sugarcane field that was just on fire and they burn it. But I didn't know if the whole thing was going up in flames or what was going to happen. But at any rate, the medical care there, as you can probably imagine, was not ideal. Super sweet people, but not ideal. And so I really became, so let me phrase it. I've had oils like 4 months at that point, and I had a reference guide. And so the locals would start to come to me and say, Sarah, we have this and this and this. What do we do? In Portuguese, no less, which I don't really speak. And
so, all in Portuguese?
Yes. And so I would say, I don't know, but I'll look it up in my book. And so I would look it up in my book and give them some to use. And then they would come back and bring their friends.
Wow. What a great story.
Isn't it great?
I love that.
That is so cool. And so the oils prove themselves to me over and over and over again. And I had told Alyssa when I enrolled that I was not going to do the business. I had just these misconceptions about network marketing and MLM and
tell us more about that. Drill in on it. Like, tell us if you can remember specifically, how articulate were you about you weren't going to do the business? Like if you can almost verbatim, tell us, what did you tell her about all that?
Well, I didn't go into the details with her. She just asked me through Facebook Messenger, I think, of, hey, are you interested in doing the business? And I said, no, we're getting ready to move. And I don't have bandwidth for that. So that's the answer I gave her. But also underneath it, I had these impressions about you get in network marketing and you're just, you turn into the salesperson that just wants to use your friends.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't jive. So when we, we got back to the States, and then Alyssa and Christy and a few others were starting to share online. And I had a friend contact me and say, Sarah, how do I get a starter kit? And I was like, I don't know. And so I figured out how to get her a starter kit. And then because you have to make a $50 purchase in order to get paid, $50 was a fortune. And I thought, okay, I'm going to see if anybody else wants a starter kit. And then I can get a little more money than just the $50. And so I put up in our little local Facebook groups and said, hey, I'm going to teach this class. Who wants to come over? And my living room was packed with people. And I said in the class, I said, hey, this is a class and you're not obligated to buy anything. I just want to tell you about these because I love them. And that really started kicking things off class-wise and enrollment-wise, but I still wasn't all in. I wasn't fully convinced because I still had these MLM misconceptions, right?
Oh, so, you don't think you're all in, but you were doing the all-in activity.
I was, but there was still some reservation in my heart. And so that next summer, I guess we're at 2013 now, I was pregnant with baby number 3 and due in July. And in June, I read The 4-Year Career. And that book flipped the switch for me. So thank you 100 million times over.
Where did you get it?
Oh, Life Science Publishers, I think.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And did you read my version or Kimmy's version?
Yours. Kimmy's was not out.
Okay. And when you say the light switch went off, what was it that you learned in the book that shifted?
One of the things I learned was that, as well as the thing that I had about losing your friends when you did it, I also saw network marketing as a money pit, as where people would do it for just a little bit and put all this money into it, and then it would be gone like the vapor. And 3 months later, you're like, oh, I did a little business at one point, right? Like, it just didn't feel like it had any potential to go anywhere. And so the way you laid it out in there about here's the income potential, here's how you build it, here's how you can communicate. I still remember that moment in the car when I looked at my husband and I said, honey, there is something to this. And I said, his book is called The 4-Year Career. I'm about to have a baby, you know, our homeschooling and full-time ministry. I said, I don't know that I can do it in 4 years, but if it takes me 10, it's still worth it.
Wow.
And I said, okay. So then the very next month I had my baby. And then of course the month after that is when you get paid for the month before, right? So the month after that, I got a paycheck for a little over $100. And I was floored because you're like $100. It was the first time in my entire life that I got paid for not actively working a business. I answered a few questions, but really I had a newborn and they kind of take over for a little while. And I was like, oh my goodness. It just blew my mind wide open. And so in August, I got really serious. And I said, okay, we are building this thing. Because we were coming to the end of our savings, we hadn't raised very much support. I mean, the finances were just drying up all over the place. And I said, well, I love these oils and I think I can do something with this. So that September, we scheduled a trip back to Texas where all of our network was. And it was actually going to be a support raising trip to like share about ministry and what we were doing. And I thought, hey, I'll see if I can have an oil class or two, like just for fun while I'm down there, right? Might as well. And we ended up with 0 support raising appointments, which I knew was the Lord because people like us, right? It's not like, I was like, God is closing that door. And I taught 7 oil classes in 10 or 11 days. And they were full classes because, you know, my friends were like, yeah, sure. We want to know about these. Tell us about them. And that really started exploding things for us. So I was senior star, I think, in August and executive in October and then silver in November. Like it just went boom, 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 because I was enrolling so many people and then showing them how to enroll people. And that's really where it started blowing up for us.
Yeah, I hear it. That's beautiful. And then gold the next year and platinum the next year. And interesting, maybe you want to speak to, you made platinum your fourth year, which would be like 2017. And then it took you a couple of years to get to diamond.
Platinum was actually before that. Platinum was 2015, spring of 2015.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Wow. Well, okay. That was fast. And then, so how long did it take you to go from platinum to diamond?
From spring of 2015 to November of 2019.
Wow. And so like speak to that journey. What were the challenges that you discovered in the duplication? So it sounds like you were pretty powerful on going from, you know, senior star to platinum, but platinum to diamond, you uncovered some new challenges that took you longer. Tell us about that 4 years. What happened?
Yeah, a couple of different things happened. One was that in the spring of 2015, it was this glorious, challenging season of being overwhelmed with lots and lots of people wanting to know how to do the business and how to enroll. And we were moving and I was homeschooling and it was just, my phone was blowing up all the time. And it was just very overwhelming. And so I was running out of that energy to be able to fully sew the way that I wanted to. And I didn't have enough layers down of leaders yet to help carry some of that. But then at the same time, all of the FDA regulations shifted and it became that all of that changed. And I was teaching a lot of my classes the very science way, very kind of more more oriented the old way, but
non-compliant
way. Yes. And so while I pivoted quickly class-wise and figured out how I could teach that again, it was just hard. I waver between this kind of apostolic, let's go for it and break new ground, and trying to follow the rules as much as possible, right? And we need to for the health of our company. And so it was just tough to figure out how to navigate it. And I lost so many builders and leaders in that point too, that just were kind of like, this is too hard. We're not going to do it. And so then we moved again and completely started over for time number 10, it feels like. And so then I was just back relationally. Literally the only people I knew in the area was one couple friend and my parents. And so it just took time to build those relationships and to sew in. And now I have a great local team, but it took a little while. And then I was also finding myself as a leader in Young Living. What did that look like? What was my voice? What did I want to do in my team? What was my team culture? And I started focusing a lot more on education and becoming more vocal in my groups and in the way I was teaching. And I just found that helped a lot. One of the things I like to do is give things away as well. And so I would do classes in my group, and anybody that commented during the class, they were entered in a little drawing to win something. And I gave away decent prizes. And so I just started to see momentum build and build and build. And I actually closed my business Facebook group and turned it all into a chat to help build community there, because the business group was crickets. And that little chat has been amazing for drawing in community, building up leaders. They pray for one another, cheer one another on. It was pretty key.
I want to be clear about the difference. What's the difference between a Facebook group and a chat? Like where is the chat housed?
Messenger, Facebook Messenger.
Okay, so it's just a group of people that chat. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So it sounds like, Sarah, what you found was your leadership footing, your own individual authentic leadership style and your power. Mm-hmm. And I love that you discovered that authenticity and it sounds like you went with it. Like everybody kind of has their own little style, their groove, their their philosophy. Sounds like you found yours and made the most of it.
I did, because one of the things that I had been doing before was because my heart is really in getting behind and cheerleading and supporting people. And so I've had some amazing dynamic leaders come out and lead my team lead their team in various legs. And so I did so much behind the scenes for them. How, you know, let me support you. Let me coach you. That I wasn't doing the same thing for myself. And so once I got them launched, it was kind of like, well, what do I do now? Like, how do I do this for myself? And so I had to figure that out.
Yeah. I want to speak to a couple of things regarding network marketing, just to make sure the people watching can get a sense of how powerful it is. So I'm looking at your stats, and I realize, Sarah, that you just went from memory in putting these together. We asked you, how many people did you enroll in your first year? And you said 29, and maybe it was more than that. Second year, 18, third year, 10, fourth year, 10. So that is about 70 people. And then you told me before we went live in the interview that you think you've personally enrolled about 140 total. Yes?
Yes.
Do you know how many people total are on your team now?
About 12,000. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
So those of you that are watching, if you're still wondering how that happens, it's exponential growth of people enrolling people who enroll people who enroll people. It's like four who get four who get four who get four who get four, only it never happens with those numbers that way. But that's how you go from 70 people or 140 people to 12,000. And almost $1 million a month in volume, right? That's a $12 million a year business. So, Sarah, one of the things that I've been in the network marketing industry for, you know, almost 45 years, and I study all of the companies and, you know, the whole profession. And if you were a network marketing company just unto yourself, doing $1 million a month, you would be a member of the Direct Selling Association, perhaps. You would be invited to all of the industry events. You would be meeting and, you know, rubbing shoulders with multi-billionaires who own companies, because you would have a respected and legitimate network marketing company yourself doing $1 million a month. And that's just your little cut and shoot diamond ship from personally, well, the whole thing really kind of sounds like it started from, what'd you say, you had 11 classes when nobody would fund your mission trips. You ended up finding traction and having classes. I'm curious. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm curious for you to share it. How much did you use, promote? How much did you make sure that everybody joining your team read the four-year career?
I send it to people on my team. And and you send out a free Kindle ebook version. And so I have that in my business group, and it's part of that. Hey, when I have a new person that's interested, I say, hey, read this, read this, read this. So it's a core staple in our team.
You know, I actually thought you were going to say the opposite. So I'm surprised surprised.
It was such a game changer for me, and gave me the vision I needed.
Well, the reason I was surprised is I find oftentimes top leaders will say one of the defining moments in my career was reading the four-year career. And then it'll be like 5, 6, 7 years later. And they do have a huge business, but they haven't made sure that everybody on their team read it, right? They didn't duplicate the defining moment. You did, or you're doing that as best you can. So congratulations to you. So Sarah, you know, most of the people watching Road to Diamond interviews are not diamonds. They're not even platinums. They don't do 900,000 a month in sales. They don't have 12,000 people on their team. They might have 12 people on their team. They might have 120 people on their team. They might have two on their team. And so most of the people are in that star, senior star, maybe executive, you know, phase of their business. And just the way numbers work, most people are struggling, right? If you have 100 network marketing or Young Living members who want to build a team, well, at any given time, most of them are, you're going to find that they're struggling, and maybe 5% aren't and are going on to build. And, you know, the process is those that are struggling are looking to find their defining moment so they can join the ranks of the 5% that are building and finding success. What would you say to the people that are listening and watching and struggling, if you were their coach, their mentor, if you were perhaps the last voice in the wilderness they were ever going to hear, what would you say to them to encourage them to carry on, maybe pivot, maybe reinvent, but maybe provide them with their defining moment?
Multiple things. One being, you've got to love the oils. You've got to believe in Young Living. You've got to use the products. And because if you don't, then people are not, they're not going to be attracted to that. They're not going to see the your full integrity behind it. Right. And then when you go into it with a heart to serve them and a heart to meet them where they're at, people know that. You know, I love to give the illustration about when you go to buy a car, and you can know in about 10 seconds if the person trying to sell you the car really cares about you and what you need, or if they're just trying to sell a car. And so we want to be somebody that comes around people and says, what do you need? How can I serve you with good, healthy boundaries, right? And also looking at it from the long haul. When I started, I said, if this takes me 10 years instead of 4, it's worth it. And there's definitely been moments, particularly in that haul from platinum to diamond, where I just had to say, man, this is a marathon, and I'm going to keep sharing and keep supporting my team and keep loving on people. And we're going to get there. I had another long haul from silver to gold. Because when I hit silver, I didn't have vision for anything beyond that. I wanted to buy groceries, and I could do that at silver. And so then it was kind of a, oh, I'm going to go for gold too. Okay. Well, I'm starting over on a leg. How do I do this? And so just keeping that vision before you and doing a little bit every day. What person can I help today?
Beautiful. Yeah. And you know, those sound simplistic, Sarah, but there's such deep, deep wisdom there, right? Because when we get in a hurry, and, you know, people ask me at times, well, you know, you want me to be patient, but you also want me to have a sense of urgency. How am I patient and have a sense of urgency at the same time? Well, yeah, it takes a little bit of a broad view of things, and beautifully said, where you said, hey, if it takes me 10 years, it's still worth it. And so, you know, what do you mean by that? Well, you're a diamond, right? And 10 years is coming for all of us, whether we do something productive with it or not. And so if you can just take the clock back, all of us, take the clock back 10 years ago and sort of lock in on what was going on in your life. And now look how fast 10 years flew by.
Like,
and if you'd have started building 10 years ago, like Sarah did, you could be a diamond today, right? Think of how that would transform your life. Well, the next 10 years is coming anyway, right? It's going to come actually faster than the last 10 years came. It's like, when's the best time to plant a tree? And, you know, the thing is, you got to plant that tree every day. You got to promote, you got to share, you got to love, you got to educate every day. And I love how you frame that, you know, you got to be an authentic customer, meaning you would promote and educate with these products, whether anybody paid you to or not.
And did before I knew I could get paid.
Right. Yeah. 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 You have such an authentic story. and, you know, worthy of people listening to it over and over again. I have one last question for you. It's a double-sided question. What's the biggest mistake you ever made? Might have been a bad habit or a one-time blunder. And what's the smartest thing you've ever done that created being a diamond?
I think the smartest thing I've ever done, that's a little easier to answer, because it really involved my strong leaders when they would rise up and I would see them. One of the, I don't know, giftings I feel like I have from the Lord is I can peg leaders and I can go, man, if I can hook them on this, they are going to explode. And so I've had a couple along the way, and one in particular that I was like, if I can get her interested, she will explode. And she did. She's now a crown diamond. And so I supported her and did everything I could to help her and then just cheered her on, got out of the way and let her run her race. And so when I have people like that, I say, hey, I've got everything I can give you and run, do it. What do you need? I'm here. But I didn't try to control and hold people in and say, you have to do this exactly the way I tell you to. I said, I'm here to support you. And at the same time, the biggest, it was a mistake, but just my own, is that I wish I had been able to find my own voice sooner, really, and be able to do both of those things concurrently. Like, I feel like I do a better job doing that now.
Yeah, and that finding your own voice sooner, if we had a lot more time to talk about it, we'd probably be developing a conversation about how important personal development is, how important confidence is, that we each have an individual gift. And it does take confidence and authenticity and, you know, owning that gift in order for you to be able to give it to other people. And it's all different, right? Some of us are great leaders. Some of us are great speakers, great coaches, great promoters, great educators, great servants. And we all do it with a different style. And leadership is not a clone activity. When people step into their own leadership, they tend to leave the system. They tend to leave the way everybody else is doing it behind, and they find new ground. They find their own style. They find their own philosophy. And that's when they really get traction and confidence and influence with other people. So yeah, finding that a few years earlier, well, you could be a Royal Crown Diamond by now, Sarah.
Good. We'll get there.
I know you will. So, such a beautiful story. I trust you all enjoyed Sarah's journey, which is a fascinating one. Sounds like it's, you know, started in the jungles of the Amazon in Brazil. Well, all the way from royalty. So you went from Young Living royalty, you know, April Pointer, Danette Goodyear, Alyssa Francis. Wow. To be in their living room when they were started, to automatically like being thrown into the Amazon in Brazil, then back to Dallas for some classes. Beautiful story, Sarah. Thank you so much for sharing it. Any last words you want to toss at people?
Oh, yeah, I would just say believe in yourself and in what God's doing through you, and look for people around you and see how you can impact them. And when you can do that, then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, thank you all for joining us at Road to Diamond. Remember, the first time you listen to this, you'll learn a lot. The second time you listen to this same interview, you'll learn even more. And then you can have an impact on other people if you'll share them. Imagine if everybody on your team listened to Sarah's story over and over and over again, the impact that it would have on them. Thanks for joining us at Road to Diamond. Remember, the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRANK.com. We'll see you there.